I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me again is Guillermo Zavala. He is a veterinarian and poultry consultant for Avian Health International in Georgia. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to talk to you today about Marek's disease because I've heard reports that as some poultry companies go to reducing antibiotics or eliminating them altogether, they're taking out the antibiotic in the hatchery. And now to further reduce the chance of infection, they are deciding not to vaccinate for Marek's in the hatchery because they don't want that needle going into the egg. I've heard that they started doing this in the summer months. Some operations have expanded it to other times of the year. And I guess they report that it's been helping their 7-day mortality, but 7 days is not the lifetime of a bird. What are your thoughts on this strategy?
That is a very complex question, but I'm gonna try to be as simple as possible. You know, one of the problems with vaccinating or not vaccinating against Marek's disease is that, yes, by not punching a hole in eggs that could be potentially contaminated, you automatically gain a few points in livability by 7 days of age. But we always have to keep in mind that the only profit center for this industry, for this type of product, is the processing plant, the marketing point. It's not the 7 days where you gain 0.5% of livability. And that's crucial to remember, but some people seem to be forgetting about that. So your goal is way beyond just 7 days. Now, why do they do that? It's easier to quit vaccinating against Marek's disease by doing vaccinations in ovo, because when you punch a hole to be able to deliver the vaccine, there's always probably the potential for some residual contamination with bacteria. So it's easier to get contamination in some of those chicks, and therefore your mortality can be a little bit higher. But the solution is not to stop vaccinating. The solution is to reinforce all the practices that you know are necessary anyways. Egg pack quality, not incubating floor eggs, or eggs that are too soiled, maintaining your hatchery conditions and incubation conditions the way they need to be, so that you don't have these problems and you don't have the need for stopping vaccination. The other thing that's very important to remember is that Marek's disease is not only a disease that causes tumors, but also is a severely immunosuppressive disease. So if you don't vaccinate your birds against Marek's disease, you're automatically opening the door for immunosuppression and complications with bacteria, viruses, or making it difficult for your vaccines to operate the way they should.
And it seems like with a flock that's going to be no antibiotics ever, that's the last thing you want to do.
That's the last thing you want to do. It's going to be very easy to cash on those 7 days, because you are going to see, probably in many cases, better livability. Not dramatic, but better livability. However, as I said before, it's a lot easier to stop vaccinating, see a little bit of a benefit at 7 days, but then the end result is really what counts, and that is the economic mission of a company. It's not the 7-day livability. That's not what we sell.
Is that the only way to vaccinate effectively for Marek's is in ovo, or can you use other types of vaccines to make up the difference?
Not necessarily use other kinds of vaccines, but you can use other types of vaccinations, forms of vaccinating. For example, in the past, the industry used to vaccinate by injection a day of age. That is no longer a viable option in the United States or in countries that do have a massive amount of production, because it's unthinkable for us to vaccinate in one single operation 1 to 3 million baby chicks in a week. So we have to operate with mass application systems. But again, I think the right strategy is not to abandon Marek's vaccination and to go back to the very basics, which is to work with very clean eggs, hatchery sanitation, proper incubation conditions. Everything starts at the breeder level, not necessarily at the broiler level, as many people probably would think. It's a very comprehensive process.
And it all comes down to biosecurity in the hatchery.
Biosecurity, cleaning, disinfection, downtime, good production practices, that kind of thing.
But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
No, absolutely not.
We've been talking to Guillermo Zavala. He is a veterinarian and poultry consultant at Avian Health International. Thanks again, Guillermo.
Thank you.